Allison Williams?
She's actually, like, my least favorite of the group. No. Jess is the worst.
Yeah.
Marnie is alright, I suppose. I don't know, Shoshana is the best, Kyle.
As interesting as you no doubt find my in-depth analysis of the girls from HBO's hit series Girls, I promised you last week that we would get to the Miracle Berries, so we're just gonna dive right in. Welcome to the Verb the Adjective Noun.com podcast, or VTAN if you're cool. Wow, this is already so bad. Okay. This is a podcast. Kyle and Josh do the podcast. Really, it's just us talking, but because I have few enough people in this world who tolerate my presence, like Richard Nixon, I took to recording all of our conversations just so I could play them back to myself later on in the quiet solitude of my nest. Oh my god, this is so weird. The point I'm trying to make is that we don't do this for any other reason except that Kevin Smith told me to on New Year's Eve of 2013. So the stroke of midnight 2014, he said, do something. So we've been doing it for a year. This is the result. It's me and my friend Kyle talking. Today's episode, we eat Miracle Berry tablets, which take your tongue on a thrill ride and make foods taste normal. Wait, no, that's not what they do. They make foods taste different than normal. So hopefully you enjoy this. And you know what else? Girls is a pretty damn good show. It's the very rare that I love a show and yet hate every character on it. So you know they're doing something right. Peace.
Yeah, it's just, words are weird, man. I was reading this article about how one of the things that bothers me is that when guys refer to women as females. You seen this?
Yeah. Did you just post something?
I didn't post it. I read it on Facebook.
Yeah.
But the thing is, it was something that I had been thinking for the longest time, but I'd never been able to articulate. And I read it, and I was like, this makes sense to me. Like, this is, yes, I know what you're saying. More people, more of this, please.
Yeah.
But this world is messed up, Kyle.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Making robots.
In disguise.
Yeah.
Shit, we've been going on for...
That's fine.
Talking about robots. I didn't mean to segue that
way. No, go give it to me.
So, did you see the article that they're bringing back BattleBots?
GoBots.
No, BattleBots.
Oh, BattleBots is coming back?
Yeah, like robot fighting.
With Bill Nye the Science Guy?
Oh, I don't know about that. But, I guess it's ABC?
Yeah.
Is going to have it as like a
prime time event? Like for Dancing with the Stars? Kyle?
I guess so, yeah. I don't know.
Oh my god, called Dancing with the Robots! That's what we need.
Just robot dancing? I saw that and I was just like, that'd be pretty cool.
I'm totally down for BattleBots, yeah. Kyle. When I was a kid, me and my friend DJ, we would, every weekend, he would come over to my house, because he lived, like, in fucking the suburbs, but he'd come over to my, because I lived my whole life, except
what,
for, like...
Was he, like, a Kenny or something? Like,
no, my whole life, except for the 3 years I lived in Windsor, I lived my whole life in Toronto, which is weird, because, like, I don't know, like, I always read these articles about how Toronto is, like, the greatest city in the world or whatever, or, like, recently, some European study concluded that Toronto was, like, the best place to live or some bullshit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it doesn't occur to me at all. Like, I don't get it. Just, I guess, because I don't really know what other cities are like,
mm-hmm.
You know? I mean, I've been to a lot of other cities, but I've never lived there. And the 3 years I lived in Windsor were just, like, fucking terrible. But anyways, so my friend would come into Toronto and we would watch BattleBots and Roller Derby.
The chick roller derby show?
Well, it was guys and girls. Like, it was this crazy... It was, like, WWE-style roller derby.
Yeah, wasn't it, like, Roller Thunder or something like that?
Yeah! Rolling Thunder or some shit like that. Thunder Road. But it was fucking great, Kyle.
I kind of remember that show. I kind of vaguely remember it.
Because the thing is, they all had personas, like wrestlers. And, yeah. Like,
well, they had... them, well, that's their names. That's what roller derby's like, anyways.
But the thing is, there was this one dude who kind of looked like Bill Goldberg. You remember Goldberg from WCW? Yeah. There's one guy that looked just like him. And he was the only guy who wore, like, old-fashioned roller skates instead of the inline skates.
Yeah, yeah.
And, like, that was his thing. And he had this move, like that he would turn around and he would skate backwards. And when the guys came out, he would, like... jump on them. He would jump on them and wrap his legs. Like the guys would catch him, basically. Yeah. You know what I mean? It was like this weird stunt. It was kind of like a Hurricane Rana, except that he would wrap his arms around their waists, mm-hmm. and his legs around his waist and his arm around his neck, and he would, like, hump them. And he was like, my move is called, like, the Desert Rose. No one has survived it. And I'd be like, what the fuck? No one has survived it?
They all die.
What the fuck
does
that mean?
They all die, man. Every single one of them.
It was on TNT. I remember it was on TNT, which is Channel 43.
And then it became the new TNT, and then it became
Spike TV. TV. Yeah, but the thing is, it was one back-to-back. One on TNT, and the next one was on comedy, and that was 44. So we would watch 43. When it was over, we'd click up to 44, and it would be BattleBots. And fucking Bill Nye the Science Guy would be there explaining hydraulics to us. And I'd be like, this is awesome! But,
They need to bring back Bill Nye the Science Guy.
Fuck, man. Yeah. The Bill Nye the Science Guy, that show was great, Kyle. But yeah, I'm totally down for BattleBots. I will watch that if it comes back, if it's good. Like, if they get, like, Ryan Seacrest to host it and some, like, bullshit.
No, it's gonna be nerds.
They should get Chris Hardwick, man.
That'd be a good pick.
I would watch Chris Hardwick. Yeah,
well, now you gotta start a thing for that. Okay. So you can bring it back, Chris Hardwick for host.
Oh my god, did you hear about the X-Files campaign?
There's talks about bringing back a movie.
Okay, so Kyle, this is what happened.
Or the show. No, they're probably not bringing back the
Kyle,
show.
Okay, this is what happened. So Chris Hardwick has this podcast called The Nerdist Podcast, and he hosts it with Jonah Ray and Matt Myra, right? So Gillian Anderson was on to promote Hannibal, because she's on that show.
She is?
Yeah, she's Hannibal's psychiatrist, or his therapist, or whatever. She's like a regular on that show.
That must be new, because she wasn't on the first season.
I don't know. Well, she was a recurring on the first season. Now she's a series regular.
Okay.
Right? So she's there and she's talking about Hannibal. But Matt Myra is such a huge X-Files nerd that all he's talking about is X-Files, to the point where she's kind of, like, a little embarrassed by it. But they get to talking about X-Files and they start hypothetically throwing around the idea of bringing it back. Because they're like, if you brought it back, the problem with X-Files is that it ran 26 episodes a year. So you would always have filler episodes, which are the weird ones, right? Mm. But if you were to bring it back like Walking Dead style, do 12 episodes, 10 or 12 episodes, like on Showtime or HBO or even like on Netflix, you could do like a really awesome, you know, short miniseries like Fargo or something.
Mm-hmm.
And she's so skeptical. She's like, would you really be interested? She's like, I'm 46 years old. She goes, like, the company's like 50-something. She's like, do you guys really want to see these old people? And they're like, yes! Yes! And so then Chris Hardwick says, you know, we should start this campaign. She's like, people, like, listeners, start tweeting hashtag X-Files2015. She goes, at first she's like, well, you should write a petition to Fox and Chris Carter. And Chris Hardwick's like, no, fuck that, fuck petition. We're just going to spread the rumor that it's in development. And we're going to make this happen. We're just going to have people that you're on board, and the company's on board, and Carter's on board, and we're just trying to, like get some rights stuff going. And 9 days after that episode was released, they're like, the thing is
trending. They're hearing it on all the entertainment news shows.
The hashtag is trending so much that Chris Carter's like, yeah, well, let's do fucking X-Files. Let's bring it back. And I was like, that's amazing. That's like the power. Oh, what's this?
Who is it?
It's nobody. I have different rings for when people are texting me. But yeah, I think that's like fascinating stuff, the way the internet works now. It's a populist tool, Kyle. Al Gore was right when he created the internet. It's for the betterment of mankind. Like, I'm just hungry now,
yeah,
Kyle. So
well, it is almost 5.
So we
it's like dinner time.
We can eat real food, or we can try.
Let's try fake food, real food. Fake real food.
Here,
does that make sense?
Let's chop up these kiwis. We'll
how do you even chop a kiwi?
Do you peel a kiwi?
I think you peel a kiwi. I don't eat kiwis. Do I look like a guy who eats kiwis?
Wait, there's some kind of like oral sex New Zealand joke here, but I'm too lazy to figure it out.
Here, have this. What's happening here? Well, place one tablet on your tongue and dissolve completely. Now create and enjoy your own experiences. Try berry with the following. Cheese. This red peppery thing.
Do you have any cheese?
Yeah.
Here. Cut that lemon in half. We'll each have half a lemon on each one.
What am I going to eat a lemon?
We're just going to take a bite out of a lemon.
Why am I going to eat a lemon?
Because with the M berry, it won't taste like what I remember lemons tasting like.
Oh my god, I'm going to die.
We have some energy chips here. Let's get some cheese.
All sorts of random food.
Well, stuff that have a distinct flavor.
Here, well, you chop it up and I'll eat it.
I hate you so much.
Well, do you want to come and eat random?
Give me like a serving platter, Kyle.
Weird stuff. Come chop some of the stuff up before John.
Yeah, help us. We're like Peter Pan. We need a lady to cut our food for us. Give us pockets.
Peter Pan?
We need pockets for our goddamn pants.
Pockets for our pants?
Yeah, didn't you watch that Peter Pan musical? They went fucking ape shit for pockets, Kyle. That's all they wanted.
That one with stupid girl from Girls and...
Allison Williams is not a stupid girl, pal. You fucking butt your tongue.
I just want to eat this food now. Just want to eat it all. Yeah.
Callie, help us cut this vegetables, these fruits. I don't know how to eat a kiwi. I'm afraid I'll die. It's like a lot...
What? You're on your own.
All right, let's figure this kiwi
what?
Out. I'm just going to cut it in half, and then we can bite into it, I suppose.
No, you got to skin it.
Alright, here, you peel this lemon.
Peel a lemon? Don't peel a lemon.
Do you have a cheese slicer, or do I just bite it?
What are you talking about? No, just chop a chunk off.
Okay.
Gimme something that I know I can cut.
Gimme sympathy. Alright, this we can just open.
Wait, aren't we supposed to eat the berry?
Well, okay,
we're
going to prepare the food. We're going to make a serving tray, Kyle.
Oh, God.
Digestion begins with the eyes. Alright, you see the food you want to eat, and if it looks good, you eat it. That's why, do you remember Chef? With all that, like, serving shit?
What?
Chef, how he always makes the food look good on the plate.
It's all about presentation.
Yeah.
Like an orange.
Oh man, that smells good. This lemon is, like, fresh. Or ripe. Like, what? How do you describe fruit?
Magically delicious.
Those are lucky terms. For a long time, I ate Lucky Charms every single morning for breakfast, like OCD style. And then I realized that I just really like the marshmallows. So then what I started to do is I would buy bags of mini marshmallows,
mm-hmm.
and I would just pour it in a bowl, put milk in it, and eat that for breakfast. Marshmallow cereal.
Yeah. I used to kind of do the same thing. I'd eat all, like, the oat bits
mm-hmm.
first. And it'd all be just marshmallow
and marshmallow flavored milk.
But the thing was that some of the marshmallows would melt more than others. So
yeah.
then you'd eat it and it'd just be like a mush.
A mushmallow. Have you ever seen cereal flavored milk?
Cereal flavored
it's
milk.
It's fucking amazing. So you know how there's like chocolate milk and strawberry milk and all
yeah.
that?
Yeah.
At certain groceries.
Have you seen Rolo?
Yeah, that's bullshit. Like the licensed candy bar flavors, I hate those. They taste like heart disease. But there was cereal flavor.
It tastes like heart disease. All right.
Here's a lemon. It looks kind of like an unripe orange.
Oh my god, I'm not going to eat a lemon like that.
Kyle, with the M berry, it's going to taste good.
Oh no, that sounds like
it'll crazy. Taste like Twizzlers, Kyle.
It just seems like crazy.
This is why, this is for science, man.
I think it's just ridiculous.
Hold on, I want to document this. I don't take pictures. You know what occurred to me, Kyle? The website is called verbtheadjectivenoun.com.
And yet none of our things have anything to do with...
We have not once played Mad Libs. How the fuck have we not played... Mad Libs is like my favorite game,
well,
Kyle.
Well, buy one.
I have Mad Libs. I have Star Wars Mad Libs. I've
well,
got...
that's not going to help us when you don't bring them
I know.
To where we are.
Okay, let me get a plate for the chips. I want like a platter, Kyle. Like
I don't have platters.
Buffet style.
Ah,
the cheese server thing. Where's that?
This thing? This thing that's dirty?
Fuck off. Ooh, those are chocolates? Yeah, I'll get some of those too.
Oh, yeah, I don't know about that. Yeah, you wipe it off.
Get hot. Get too close to the flame. Wild open space. Talk like an open book.
Oh, God.
Sign me up. Got no time to take a picture. I'll remember something.
Alright.
All the chances we took.
Alright, so we got our cheese.
Slices, you'll get one slice of lemon here. I don't know
what is happening here?
Okay, wait. We had garbage bags.
I know, I was gonna say, you got empty bags and you're just throwing shit on the table.
I'm just excited, alright?
Look at the mess you're making on this table.
Okay, I won't peel this up. I think those half kiwis make a good visual.
Yeah, but we can't eat them like that.
Do you have like a potato peeler?
Yes.
I can use one of those to peel a kiwi, right?
Probably.
Callan, can I peel a kiwi with a potato peeler? What about this pair of scissors? Will that work?
Why would you use scissors?
Because I can't find shit in this place,
bro. Oh my god! Here,
here.
You know, there's a thing right here.
Not good, right?
No, garbage. Not in the sink. You don't put the things in the sink.
Oh shit, this works really well, actually.
What? Of course it does. Wow. You've clearly not peeled a kiwi before. Oh, Lord. Alright, what's happening with this jalapeno?
Well, we only need one to, like, bite into each.
And this apple?
Well, there's two apples, one for each of us. Just eat it like an apple, unless you want to cut it into apple slices.
I want to do that.
Yeah, go ahead, cut it. It looks good. Like I said, digestion begins in the eyes, Kyle. I want it to be visually appealing.
Whose eyes?
These eyes.
I like that you went that song and I went Peter Gabriel.
In your eyes, the light, the heat, your eyes, I am completely yours. I see the doorways to 1,000 churches, the resolution of all my fruitless searches. In your eyes, your eyes. Kyle, I've been trying unsuccessfully to sing a four-part harmony to Billy Joel for the longest time by myself.
Okay.
Why don't I have four mouths, Kyle?
Because you're not a freak?
Because I think I got all the parts down. I think, like, the hardest part is the... Oh, longest time. Oh, longest.
Rinse that off.
I
gotta finish peeling
it.
Yeah, rinse that thing off. Now that you're dropping food on the floor. For the longest time.
But you're right, then the other guy's like. See, I wish I could be a barbershop quartet. But I hate other people so much, Kyle, that I don't want anyone else to be in the quartet. That's why I want to be in a one-man barbershop quartet.
I don't know how to cut a jalapeno.
Well, we can just bite into it.
I don't want to. No, because if you get the seeds are way worse.
Kyle, not with Miracle Berry. It's like a shield for your tongue, Kyle.
Yeah, but it won't be a shield for my ass when I shit it out later.
Oh, can you imagine rubbing Miracle Berry on your butthole?
Why would I want to do that?
Maybe it changes the way you... There's a guy who can taste in his butt. Did you hear about this?
I think that was a lie.
No, he was on Howard Stern. They did.
Oh, yeah, because that's a credible source.
Kyle, they did butt chugging. You know butt chugging, right?
Yeah, you put the beer in your ass.
Yeah, but they did it with, like, all kinds of different fine wines, and he could tell which was which.
Oh, God.
He was, like Fraser Crane in a wine
taste.
Okay,
so do we have... Did you rinse up the... What are you doing?
I rinsed that cube. Cut that in half.
Oh, I'm so excited for this guy.
Someone named their Wi-Fi network Bear Cave.
Yeah.
Now, do you think that is like a bear, like an animal, or
no.
A bear like a homosexual?
Probably homosexual. Because there's a couple of gay guys that live like next door, and I'm assuming.
Why don't you have friends with them, Kyle? Let's have them over for Miracle Berry. Kyle, how crazy would it be if we went to make friends with your gay neighbors, your gabers? And we invited him over. Oh, Kyle, please.
No.
Kyle, please. Can we go knocking on the doors?
No.
What's that?
The one next door?
Yeah.
Kyle, what harm could there be in just inviting someone over to try an experiment?
The fact that I don't want to look like a crazy person.
Oh, Kyle, you're just being a friendly neighbor. You got a platter of food. There's far too much for us to eat by ourselves.
Come, be crazy with us. I don't know you. You don't know me. Please, come eat our food. And take this weird pill.
This LSD for your tongue. The what? It's an African berry. So you can eat a carcass.
So you can eat goat carcass.
Wait a second. Everything that I'm saying is not coming out the way I rehearsed it.
I want to make love to a young boy.
Mary,
I desperately want to make love.
I desperately want to make love to a young schoolboy.
Yeah.
Wait, no, wait.
Kyle, I'm so excited for this.
Okay.
So, sure you don't want to invite the neighbors over?
Yes, quite sure.
Oh, you're crazy, Kyle.
You're crazy. Alright, so is this it?
I'm well, the pills are over.
Wait, what's with this lime? I'm not just biting
just
into a lime.
Just chop it. Yeah, I'll do it, Kyle. I can't even peel it. Just chop it.
I'm going to. Well, I want to take this sticker off.
Where the hell do the pills go now?
Okay. You just heard me say, where the hell did the pills go? This marks a turning point in the evening. This might be the lowest moment in the history of VTAN. And this is a podcast where we've talked about our buttholes. We've discussed which Disney character we want to be if we had to turn into a Disney character every time we ejaculated. There's some weird stuff. But this is the lowest moment. During the course of the evening, I misplaced the miracle berries. The entire reason we're there, the entire reason this episode exists, is because we're going to eat miracle berries and then eat weird foods to see how they change the taste in our brains. It takes us over a half an hour to find them. I'm not going to play you the whole half hour of us looking for them, just the highlights. So strap in and be prepared for an exercise in idiocracy. That's not the right word. Idiocy. Idiocracy is a movie with Luke Wilson. I watched it this year for my 365-day movie challenge. Anyways, god damn it, I'm an idiot. Here goes.
Too. What the fuck, man? We lost our miracle berries. How could this have happened?
Should they not just like right there? Are they in your pocket? Should I put them in my pocket?
If they're in your pocket, Kyle, I'll leave them. Wait, the package is over here. They just
I did put them back in the package. I just like. How did you lose them?
Where the hell did they go? I'm thinking the cat took it.
The cat didn't take anything. Callie snuck in here.
Callie, did you steal our miracle berries?
No,
they were just on the couch.
What did you do to them?
Kyle, they don't have legs, alright? They can't have gotten far. Oh, wait, maybe they're in the fridge.
Why would you put them in the fridge?
I didn't think I'd put them in the fridge. I'm just saying maybe they're in there. This can't be happening, Kyle. Let me check under the couch.
Yeah, they might have just fell off the couch.
There's all kinds of cat toys down here.
Oh, yeah, they're crazy.
Kyle, we went to so much work peeling all this fruit.
I didn't bring them in there with you, did I?
Just check everywhere.
Are you sure you didn't put them in your pocket?
I have four pockets, Kyle. There's not in any of them.
There's no way that it went disappeared.
The thing is that they're like really hard to and easy to miss because
it's a whole package.
It's like a silver package.
Yeah.
And there's like a lot of great services here. I'm telling you, one of these fucking cats took them. How in the blue fuck did this happen? Wait, I said maybe.
You've gotta have
I don't have them, Kyle. This is not funny.
Empty out your pockets.
You empty out your pockets.
Play it.
For the Three Musketeers in the bar.
That doesn't make any sense!
Wait, hold on. Let's put this all on the table. Oh wait, check under the pineapple.
It's not under the pineapple, I didn't put it on the tray.
Oh my god, Kyle, this doesn't make any sense.
There's like only one place it could be,
and that's here on the couch.
Hold on, let me move this table up.
I think you were afraid to eat them.
No, Kyle, maybe the neighbors took them.
Because I had them on the couch, like, for the longest time.
For the longest time.
Kyle, are you fucking with me?
I'm not fucking with you. I think you're fucking with me. There's a fucking ghost in here, and it took our magic berries.
Well, they are miracle berries.
It doesn't make any sense.
Wait, no, I
Where did they go?
Kyle, all I want to do is fucking eat something already.
It makes no sense.
Wait, I'm just going to...
It makes no sense at all.
Well, you know what pisses me off is that these cats know where they are. They just don't speak English.
Dude, you saw me fucking playing with it for, I don't know how long.
Wait, we got some more lights up in here.
It makes no sense.
It's not on the floor. They fucking vanished. I don't know where they are.
Kyle, how is this happening?
I don't know where they are.
Hold on. You know what it is? We gotta use like some brain power here, like some.
Well, I was sitting here. I had them. I got up to do food.
We were doing so much, Kyle. We were doing so much that I feel like. What was that show where like the lady could see a crime scene and she had a photographic memory? She walked through her memory. It was called. Is that the dude from Nip/Tuck? This is fucking a nightmare, Kyle.
What'd you do, Callie?
Callie, are you sure you didn't take him?
Because you've got them!
No, because you guys are doing man looks. You're just standing around going,
man. No! We tore apart this couch!
No.
We tore apart the couch!
I have my flashlight on, that's something.
It's like a little silvery package.
It's like a little blister pack of, a little silver blister pack.
Came out of here?
Yeah, it came out of there. And it's a silver blister pack with red pills in it.
Right here.
Holy fucking Christ.
Where were they?
They were up your sleeve! They were up your sleeve! They were up your sleeve!
I am wearing short sleeves.
How the fuck, Kyle? How did this...
God fucking damn.
It was like a fourth dimension thing.
It's exactly
what fucking it was. With us right now.
Some fucking ghost bastard.
Because we picked up all that shit like three times.
Jesus Christ.
Man looks.
Oh my
man
god.
Looks.
How did you do that? Teach me your ways.
I have these things in my face. They're called eyes.
Oh, alright. This looks good. I got some pictures of this.
Okay, hold on. Alright.
The lighting is so bad in here. Anyways, alright, so let's eat some of these berries. What'd you do to them?
Oh no!
Kyle lost the berries again!
Right. Callie, get in here. No, we held on earlier while you didn't cut our food for us.
Alright, put it on your tongue. And that dissolves like LSD. Try to get to cover as much of your tongue as possible.
Miracle fruit powder and cornstarch. That's what's in here.
Oh, I can taste the cornstarch, Cal.
I just want to chew it.
Yeah, me too.
Don't do it. Don't do it, man.
So can we agree that umami is bullshit?
I don't know what that is.
So they say that your tongue has different sensors. One for sweet, one for sour, one for bitter.
That's not true.
And then... one for the fourth flavor is called umami or some shit?
Sure.
It's not true.
I know it's not true, but umami is not a thing. Like, it's just like
no,
a...
No, I mean the other taste buds. Your tongue tastes all things.
Yeah.
All flavors.
No, but what I'm trying to say is, like, you know how there are three colors and every color is those three colors?
Yeah.
And they say that there are, like, three flavors, but now there's this new fourth flavor that's umami. But people are forgetting, like, what about spicy? Spicy is a flavor, isn't it?
It's a sensation.
I now have a collection of different sunglasses.
Ooh, very nice.
Nice.
Here, are you going to have one of these?
Yeah.
Do it. You got to let it dissolve. Don't do it.
Yeah.
Let it dissolve on your tongue. So what are you going to go for first, Kyle?
Pineapple?
Yeah, I think pineapple is the way to go. And I stick my grubby fingers in the
just
pineapple
juice. Just do it.
Juice.
Just do it. Who cares?
Well, I'm waiting for the thing to dissolve. So, I mean, we have enough pills here that we can take a second dose if we want, because...
No, I'm not ODing, man.
I want a real...
I don't want to be hooked on it.
I want to experience the,
I don't want to see no double rainbows. I don't want to...
You know what we should do is eat Skittles. We could have tasted the rainbow. But it's weird, because with the Miracle Berry, Skittles taste like sunshine.
Yeah.
They don't taste like rainbows.
I gotta do my backup recording because you always.
Yeah,
Kyle,
no,
always.
I'm good.
You've got a recording on that still?
I recorded the stuff like as soon as I walked in,
mm-hmm.
But then as soon as I turned this on, I stopped recording it. But yeah, just email me the backup in case we need it.
Mm-hmm.
Fun fact, smart guys, and ladies, I suppose. This entire episode is made possible because of Kyle's backup recording. It is the only record of the events that happened because my master. With the super high quality mic was just, didn't work. Just forgot to plug it in the right way, plug it in the wrong way, and, didn't work. So this entire thing is, because Kyle hit record on his iTelephone. So thanks, man.
Oh, look at these dummies.
Did you know, because we're watching Simpsons right now, we're watching this, letting this dissolve, that back in the beginning of Simpsons, it was they were going to have it so that Homer
was
Krusty.
Yeah, I didn't know that. I think that was pretty cool. Like, it would have been like a long Shyamalan twist.
Yep. There she is.
This thing is not dissolving fast yet.
I know, I wanted it to be like instant. I wanted it to be like a
it's good.
Alka-Seltzer.
It's good, it's good.
Just instant dissolve.
It's good. I think patience, Kyle.
Are you ready to have your mind blown?
Yes.
You're ready to have your mind filleted? That's mine.
This is toque.
Are you up to date with Arrow, Kyle?
Kind of. I watched the most recent episode, but I fell asleep, so I don't really know exactly what happened. Mm-hmm. But you're still going strong for fellatio,
yeah.
I see.
I really want them to retcon Ray Palmer's name to be Ray is short for Horatio.
And then he can be with...
Because what I want is this. Because
be
you know,
fellatio when you combine.
You know them. How you know you read
about Brangelina.
Yeah, Brangelina. Or remember how Twilight had the whole Team Edward, Team Jacob thing?
Mm-hmm.
What kids do is they take the two names of the people that they like and they smash them together and they make like this shipping name, right? Because they're like, oh, we like to ship this, we like to ship that. So, on Arrow. People who want Oliver and Felicity to hook up, they call themselves Olicity. And I'm like, yeah, that's cool, whatever, I don't care. But now there's this new character, Ray Palmer, who's the Atom in the comic books, and he's like trying to drink his Kool-Aid. Is that what they say on the streets, Kyle? He wants to get up in his Kool-Aid?
I've never heard of that, but...
Really?
Yes, I think you just made that up.
No, that's an expression.
No, it's not an expression if only you say it.
Get up in your Kool-Aid, Kyle! Urban Dictionary that!
Just because you posted it.
Kyle! You think I'm coming in here with pre-made bits?
Yes.
Like I'm some kind of Adrian Zemed?
Who?
Come on, Kyle.
You just made that person up?
It's the suit that Bart wears in the Maison de Derrière.
Yeah, the one with the whorehouse.
Yeah.
Or the burlesque house, I mean.
The suit was made for Adrian Zemed. And they're
okay.
Like, well, who...
Mine's dissolved.
Okay, go for it. Who are we going to get that could fit this tuxedo?
Go with pineapple first. Let's see what happens here. Everybody knows what the taste of pineapple is.
Look, I didn't even have to finish typing it, Kyle. Get up in my Kool-Aid. Get up on my Kool-Aid. Get up out my Kool-Aid. Get up off my Kool-Aid. Urban Dictionary, get up in my Kool-Aid. All in my business. Nosy, not minding your own business. Oh, I guess that's not what I thought it meant.
Slank. As of right now... It just tastes like pineapple.
Really?
I thought this was what happened last time, but everything still kind of tastes
Shut
the same.
Up, Cal. I'm gonna try the pineapple.
Did you just waste your money?
Mine is dissolved, so I'm gonna try this.
Kyle, mind you, my taste buds must suck.
That does not taste like pineapple.
It tastes like pineapple.
Did you actually rub it all over your tongue or did you leave it in one spot?
No, I rub
Kyle,
it on.
That tastes like candy. That does not taste like pineapple. You're insane.
Well, it tastes like a sweeter pineapple. I'll give you that.
All right, let's try.
It still tastes like
pineapple.
I'm
going to try the cheese.
Okay.
But I'm afraid it's going to taste like pineapple.
Palate cleanser. Or should you not?
The cheese doesn't really taste any different.
See, that's what I'm saying. Everything tastes the same.
I mean, maybe we should take another one. We should take a second cut. It's like when you go to a fish concert, Kyle, and the bean you dropped doesn't seem like it's doing anything. Man, 20 minutes later, like...
See, it still kind of tastes like the cheese, but it does taste a little bit off. Like, not bad, but just...
Yeah. I'm gonna get some... You want some water, Kelly?
No, I'm good.
What are you trying? You want apple, kiwi, a lime, lemon?
I'm gonna use your cocoa mug.
No, the chip tastes different.
Salt and vinegar?
Yeah. The salt and vinegar chip doesn't taste like a salt and vinegar chip at all.
Oh, dude. That's the one that I was most interested in trying.
It tastes like a...
Because we all know what salt and vinegar tastes like. It's pretty tart and unpleasant.
Well, that's just it, yeah. Like the... That vinegar.
Oh!
Vinegar.
Kyle, it's magic!
It doesn't taste anything like vinegar.
It what? Tastes amazing, Kyle.
It tastes like a sweeter...
I taste no vinegar at all.
No. Yeah, I don't taste the vinegar at all.
Really?
It's
yeah.
Oh my god. He's painting him in hair. Oh my god, that's amazing, Kyle. It's magic. I dare say it's a miracle. I can't wait to taste... Okay, Kyle, you gotta try the jalapeno.
Why me first?
We'll do it at the same time, then. Okay. We'll grab it. We'll bite the big side.
Big side?
Cheers.
Oh, jalapeno, it's gonna burn.
It tastes like green pepper.
Yeah,
oh, there's a spice.
Yeah, I can taste the spice.
It's
but it tastes like green pepper right
you
after the first
second. You can
feel
the burn, but you don't taste the burn. Like, I can feel it burning in my mouth, like as if I... You know,
the
like
back of my tongue.
You know, like rubbing alcohol, how it stings a cut?
Mm-hmm.
That's what it tastes like. It tastes like I got a cut on my tongue, and there's a
but
sting.
But not burning.
There's no,
much
there's
as
no
the
spice.
Had the jalapeno
there's no spice on it, Kyle.
Yeah.
It's just a green pepper.
It tastes like green pepper with a little bit of a burn.
It tastes like green pepper, but I got lemon juice on a cut on my tongue.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Holy crap, Kyle! This is a miracle.
I could probably eat this whole jalapeno.
Me too.
Would you like a bite? How's it going for you?
Holy
did you eat the chip? Did it taste like the vinegar chip? You're not saying anything.
It tasted a little bit like vinegar at first, but there was no continuous vinegar flavor like you usually
get. Let me try the cheese again.
Maybe it just took a second for things to kick in.
I want to have another pill, Kyle.
I don't want any more of that jalapeno pepper, though.
I eat the whole jalapeno.
Did
it's
you?
Weird. My eyes are watering as if it's burning, but I don't taste any burn.
Oh, that one... That one's in the back of my throat.
Yeah, like, you can still get the physiological response, but you don't taste it, which is weird. Like, it's still going to burn your butthole.
I don't want a burnt butthole.
You shouldn't. Fuck the devil.
Alright.
Wait, I want
I'm going
this.
For the grape. Yeah, the chips are cool.
The chips taste kind of lemony. It's so weird.
Yeah.
Kind of cantaloupe-y.
How's that apple?
You try that apple?
Tastes like apple? I think what it does is that it just sweetens the other flavors. Like, if there's a sugar, it doesn't really necessarily screw up the sugar.
Yeah, I should try eating it with something that's not sweet. Like, a spoonful of cooked brown beef. Like, see what that would taste like.
Yeah, because the grape tastes like a sweeter grape. Like, if it was a sour grape, it doesn't taste like it's a sour grape.
I don't know, I'm biting this apple and I'm getting, like, sweet potato flavor. Like, yam.
Like a yam?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going for the apple.
It tastes like sweet potato.
No, it tastes like an apple.
No, mine is not like mine doesn't have sweetness in it. It's got like the crunch and the texture of a potato, but like it's bland.
That?
That's a lime.
It was lime. Sour?
Yep, tastes like lime.
But was it sour? Like, is it puckering?
Yeah, that's why I couldn't bite all the way through it.
I don't know. I like mine. My lime tastes kind of like artificial grape flavor. You know how grape flavor doesn't taste like grape?
Yeah.
Tastes
like grape Kool-Aid.
Purple, yeah. Get off my Kool-Aid.
Purple drink.
Yeah, it's still got that puckering thing going on.
I think we need to go deeper into this rabbit hole, guys. We need to get more
very up in our business.
But it's still sweet. Like, it's sweeter than I think it would normally be.
I mean, I should have brought some chocolate.
We have some chocolate.
And there's like a
thing of
chocolate right there.
Is this dark chocolate? I hate dark chocolate.
No, it's some sort of funky chocolate.
So maybe it'll be less funkified if you have the miracle stuff.
It does taste weird.
Kiwi?
Yeah.
Oh, let me have a slice of kiwi.
Out of the way, Bert. Move it back.
It's almost got that same, like, lime with puckery thing at the beginning.
It just tastes good. It tastes kind of like a cherry. Everything that I taste is artificial. It tastes like artificial cherry flavor.
Well, yeah, because what it's doing is that it's putting like a fruit flavor onto everything.
But it's not fruit flavor. It's what I associate with fruit flavor because of years of eating candy, you know?
Mm. Yeah, like kiwi tastes weird.
This is your jalapeno,
we're good. No. Yeah. Bite it.
It tastes like green pepper.
Make a string and get that burn.
The chocolate just tastes bland.
But that might have been the chocolate.
But I know that this is the type of chocolate that I would not enjoy.
It's not the greatest chocolate.
Oh.
There's the burn.
Oh, there's a seed.
Well, you didn't eat the seed.
Here, that's lemon.
Eat that
one. Tastes like orange. It tastes like orange.
You ate the whole thing.
It tastes like orange, guys.
Your face. It tastes like a lemon to you.
maybe it doesn't mix with jalapeno bird. If you have bird from jalapeno, it's probably not great.
Actually, hoping the lemon would cut the bird.
No, that's just orange, Kyle.
Did it taste like an orange or did it taste like a lemon?
The cheese just kind of tastes like nothing. It's like it cuts the cheese flavor away. Mm-hmm. It just tastes like nothing.
It kind of tastes like a sour orange.
Yeah, almost. Yeah. It's orange, Co, is what it is.
No, because it's still kind of sour.
It's I think it's the same physiological response. You're not tasting lemon, but it's affecting you the way a lemon does. Do you know what I mean?
It tastes more like, you know when you get that fake sour powder
on
like a lemon head? That's what it tastes like. It tastes like a lemon head more than it did a lemon.
What is a lemon head?
Or a warhead. A warhead.
I can't get over how awesome the chips taste.
I got seeds in
it. I don't taste one bit of vinegar or salt. You know what we should do next, Kyle? We should drink a candle.
Drink a candle?
And that way we can have the...
The ghost peppers?
The insanity peppers. Mkwetzel Sakatanange.
Then we're going to go on our own spirit quest?
With Johnny Cash. The chips are the best ones, Kyle. The chips are the best part. The jalapeno and the chips were the best.
Did you try the lime?
The lime, I don't want to try them.
The kiwi's also really good.
Kiwi's good. Chips are good. Cheese still tastes like cheese.
No, cheese tastes like nothing to me.
Yeah. I think the longer...
The more we eat, the...
Well, I think what's happening is that this stuff is having more of a time of processing.
Yeah, exactly.
Because, the cheese tastes differently than it did when I had this piece of cheese. You can't eat all the chips. Those are the best ones.
The chips are so good. It's so weird. Do you have any other chips?
Yeah, there's dill pickle chips.
Let's try those.
With all dressed, too, right?
Oh, well, yeah. Grab the all dressed ones in there, too.
Man, we should have just had all different flavors of chip.
Well, we can still do that.
I can never find all dressed chips.
They're everywhere.
Like Quantum?
My stomach's going crazy, I think, because
it doesn't understand
all these bizarro foods. What are you doing, man?
Oh, I recently just grabbed a bunch of chips with my hand. Kind of just tastes
like the apple's starting to taste different, too.
The all dressed kind of just tastes like potato chips, doesn't it? I
I just love how weird the human body is, you know? I just love this, like, crazy science stuff, you know? It just goes to show you that our perception of the world is limited by these skin organs that are attached to our brains, you know? That's awesome, dude. That's awesome. Oh. It's weird because I can still smell dill pickle.
Mm-hmm.
We should have just had pickles.
Well,
yeah, it worked on me.
You're tasting the dill pickle?
Yeah.
Also,
you didn't do it right.
Also, I'm really open to the power of suggestion. Like, I could be hypnotized easily, I'm sure. You know? Like, placebos work on me. I was addicted to placebos for a while, Kyle. I was like a real placebo-holic.
You're addicted to sugar?
No. This is a joke.
The all-dressed chip? Did you try the all-dressed chip?
I didn't really get any flavor off of it.
It tastes like pepper.
Really? Let me try some more.
Like, it tastes like, you know how you have, like, the sea salt and pepper chips?
Oh, yeah.
It tastes like the pepper. Like, you don't really... I don't really taste the...
I want some more of this cheese. I was going to get hummus, too, but hummus is pretty bland, you know? It doesn't taste like anything.
Really?
Yeah, it's totally...
Because I don't taste the vinegary taste that you normally get from the all-dressed chips. All I'm tasting is, like, that... peppery flavor.
That mine, like, wore off really
good. I have another. I have 10 of them. You know what? I want to try and chew one. Break it all over my tongue. See how that works.
Yeah, it's weird. Because, like, I can still taste a faint hint of, like, the all-dressed flavoring, but the, like, the, almost like the peppery season that's on it is what I noticed the most. Alright, let's, Oh, that burp was awful.
I chewed.
Oh.
I chewed this one, and I smeared it all over my tongue. So I want to see how that affects me.
But you're, like, regretting it.
Well, we'll see how, what kind of difference it makes, if any. I'm gonna try the lemon. I wonder how Griff tastes.
Now, see, with the dill pickle chip, I didn't taste the dill pickle... Except for, like, when I was swallowing it, that's when I could taste it. Because, like, I guess the powder didn't really get towards the back of my tongue. I think that might be why I'm still able to taste some of the original flavor. But at the same time, just, like, while I was chewing that, it tasted a little bit on the sweeter side. I didn't taste any of that typical dill pickle taste until, like, I actually swallowed. And then, like, all the dressing and everything.
Whoa!
And I kind of, like, hit my tongue.
Maybe I just hit a bad combination, but I chewed my tablet, smeared it all over my tongue, had the lemon. The lemon tasted so sweet. Bit into the jalapeno. It's the spiciest thing I've ever tasted in my fucking life. It hurts, Kyle. It's worse than, like, wasabi. Oh. I'm gonna try some chip. And the cheese. Oh, God, my tongue is burning. That was a mistake.
There was a seed on that one.
No, the seed's right there.
Oh.
And it's not a big seed. It's not like it's a full seed. It's like a...
I just wonder if that vein that the seed
it's riding on.
Attached to, if that's why.
Maybe.
It's...
Maybe.
Well, this has been a very fun experiment. I like science, Kyle, and eating fruit counts as science to me.
But now my taste buds are fucked. And now I want to eat more deliciousness.
You know what we should have done? We should have done, like, the Pepsi challenge.
Let's see if we could tell the difference.
With Coke Zero, Diet Pepsi, regular Coke, Pepsi, Dr. Pepper, root beer, and, like, a wild card.
Well,
like,
if you want to go buy all of those.
Wow, I'm really burning stuff from the jalapeno. Oof.
Yeah, the all-dressed chip almost tastes more like a barbecue chip.
Yeah,
as opposed to
I noticed that. I eat this last piece of cheese.
It tastes like like Ruffles barbecue.
Anyways, I think people have heard us eat enough. We'll put a pause to this, and then we come back a little later to play some games. But this was fun, right?
Yeah.
You really not enjoying yourself, Kyle?
It's just kind of neat.
Yeah, well,
but
I think it's cool.
Time, I'm like, oh my God!
Kyle.
My taste buds.
Listen.
Will they ever come back to normal?
Our options were Miracle Berry or LSD.
Well, can we do both?
It really changes the flavor of this acid. All right, thanks for listening.
I can see colors.
Dummies. We're going to put a pin in this guy.
Goodbye.
Say bye to me.
I'm saying bye to you.
So that's an hour and 40, but I could cut out a lot of us. Yeah, I'm going
to... Since you came along, you sex a thing.